from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour is breaking news. Jimmy Kimmel will be back on the air tomorrow night, 6 days after ABC and parent company Disney canceled his program, quote, indefinitely. This development is brand new. Again, Jimmy Kimmel back on the air tomorrow night. More details are to come. The first of two gubernatorial debates was pretty much what you would expect here in New Jersey, with President Donald Trump playing a central role, even though he was not a participant. Our Republican Jack Tortorelli did not criticize Trump or break with the president on any issue. He did try to create some space between him and Trump at times, describing himself as independent.
My job is to represent and advocate for the 9.3 million citizens of this state, and I'll always do right by the citizens of this state, no matter who occupies the White House.
Meanwhile, Tortorelli's opponent, Democrat Mikey Sherrill, linked her opponent to Trump over and over again, criticizing her opponent for siding with Trump while costs continue to squeeze the wallets of New Jerseyans.
And Jack just says he has nothing he disagrees with Donald Trump on. That's not leadership. This state needs real leadership, and that's exactly what I'll do as governor.
The next and final debate is scheduled for October 8th, and more opioid settlement money is coming to New Jersey to support those impacted by substance use.
Governor Murphy says $130 million will go toward expanding harm reduction services and for launching a new wave of community-based support initiatives. Murphy says the funding will help residents at every stage of the recovery journey. New Jersey and other places are receiving opioid settlement funds over the next two decades that will be used for treatment, prevention, and other strategies related to the opioid epidemic in the state. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Living the American dream now costs roughly $5 million. That's according to a new analysis from Investopedia. It looked at eight components of what a survey identified as the most common for achieving the American dream, including raising kids, sending those kids to college, owning a home in retirement. Inflation is putting a damper on the dream, setting the costs up over the last year, making it more of a nightmare. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed up again over 46,000 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And how's the weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A brand new week, and this time around, the forecast isn't quite clean and beautiful. We have to talk about clouds, humidity, and raindrops, but temperatures definitely on the warm side. Now, tonight, we're not dropping into the 40s and 50s, lows in the lower 60s, thanks to increasing clouds and increasing humidity. Most of tomorrow will be fine. Clouds and some sun, definitely warm with highs around 80. Just watch for some late-day showers and thunderstorms, especially to the north and west. Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s. Again, some afternoon and evening showers around. And then Thursday is probably the best chance for widespread rain here. One or two waves of wet weather, could be some heavy stuff and rumbles of thunder. Highs on Thursday, still near 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Berkeley Heights 71, Manalapan 74, Salem 76. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Brock Farms. The end of summer sale is going on now at Brock Farms, with in-store specials at both of their convenient locations, like 50% off all concrete statues. Brock Farms, located on Route 9 North in Freehold and Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.